Now, joining me on the line, we have Colin White, who is the National Projects Manager for the Irish Kidney Association. Good morning, Colin, and thank you for taking some time out of your day to talk to me.
Absolute pleasure. Always good to speak.
So, for people who aren't aware, can you kind of give us a bit of a background to the Irish Kidney Association?
The Irish Kidney Association, we were formed all the way back in 1978, so we're 41 years old, and it was a group of patients and families of patients coming together to basically try and develop a peer network to help support each other, because when anyone diagnosed with any chronic illness, it can be quite isolating and quite a challenge for the entire family to cope with it. And also they realized at the time that transplantation was in relative infancy at that stage in Ireland, and they felt that there was a need to promote organ donation. And so the Irish Kidney Association actually brought in the first kidney donor card, which subsequently became the organ donor card. And that has been kind of one of our central I suppose tasks or goals ever since is the promotion of organ donation. And we also provide a range of support services to people on dialysis, transplant recipients, and their respective families. So it could be counselling, it could be financial support or advice. We have a colleague here in the office who helps facilitate holiday dialysis for people, because if you're getting dialysis three times a week, every week, if you want to go on holiday, you need to find a centre near your holiday location to receive dialysis. And Deborah here in the office kind of basically takes the mystery and the stress out of that for you, and kind of make sure all the paperwork is done correctly. So your job is basically to enjoy your holiday. We have our renal support centre in the grounds of Beaumont Hospital. It's a 13-roomed accommodation facility that's literally 100 yards from the front door of the hospital, completely free of charge for kidney patients and or their family members to stay. So, for example, if somebody from outside of Dublin is called for transplant, the family can come and stay in our centre for as long as their loved one is in the hospital. Or if someone's in for clinic, they can pop over to our centre for a cup of tea or coffee while they're waiting for blood results to come back or such like. And I myself, one of my many responsibilities is running a sports programme for people on dialysis and all transplant recipients, kidney, liver, heart, lung, pancreas, bone marrow. And we've quite an exciting project coming up next year. We're hosting the European Transplant and Dialysis Sports Championships. We actually, this weekend just passed, we had representatives from over 20 European countries on site here with us to view all our facilities and to discuss our plans. And we're confident we're going to deliver a really good sporting event, but also a really good celebration of the gift of life, which is going to highlight the importance, value and success of organ donation for transplantation.
And this event you have, coming up next year, the European Transplant Dialysis Sports Championship. It's obviously such a great cause for people that would need help with this throughout their lives. And it's also, if I'm right, it's been 10 years since we last hosted this event?
You're correct, yes. 2010 was the last time we hosted, and it was a very successful event, thankfully, back then. We brought together some fantastic volunteers and kind of various companies in the corporate sector got in behind us, individuals as well that just stepped forward and supported with time, with money, with in-kind donations. And it's like, prior to that, our national team used to average 25 to 30 people. That year we had over 70 on our national team. So it was a great way of bringing more people into the world of physical activity, be they on dialysis or post-transplant, and they were able to kind of on their doorstep just kind of see what they're capable of, and I think most importantly to engage with a peer network from across Europe. And like maybe if you're 3-4 years post-transplant, it's pretty encouraging to see someone who's 23 or 24 years post-transplant and still going strong, and not only in their sporting endeavours, but to actually have the time throughout to sit and chat with people and realise that, yeah, life goes on and life is good. And you can have fantastic opportunities post-transplant. Like, it's a case of your life isn't over, your life just becomes different. And like many of the guys on our sports team, like the places that they've got to travel around the world to World Transplant Games, European Championships, they would never ordinarily have done that. So it's kind of a really positive statement and uplifting for people who, maybe even people who are newly diagnosed, who are not taking part in the games. We are hoping that they'll kind of watch on and realize that, okay, right, I've reached this massive pothole in life or whatever, but all these people are showing that I can get around this, I can get through this, and I can lead a full and active life. And so for family members as well, that's extremely positive to witness.
And of course, like, it would be a bit of a difficult thing as well for people after going through such a life-changing experience and that to kind of take part in the games, but also it's great to see them in it. So can you kind of tell us a bit like what type of games will be at this event?
There's a whole range of sports that you'd see at kind of mainstream multi-sports competitions. So like there's athletics, there's swimming, cycling, tennis, table tennis, badminton, squash, archery, tennis, bowling, petanque, and darts, I think, covers, and golf covers them. So there's a nice mix of kind of, let's say, the more physical and then the more skill-based sports. And the wonderful thing about the championships is we will have people from the age of 18 all the way through to well over 80 competing. Like, we have, they compete in kind of 10-year age brackets. So we'll have the 80-plus age category. And like, it's whether you're living with a chronic illness or not, to see somebody who's 80-plus doing a 100-meter sprint or cycling 30K is it's extremely powerful. And it's kind of uplifting to watch. And it's inspiring that you kind of feel, well, gosh, despite all the issues that these people are going through, they're able to do this. And here am I in kind of pretty good health. Maybe I should be getting out there and doing a bit of physical activity. And we're kind of hoping to have that inspirational impact just on the general public, to highlight the value of physical activity. You don't have to be an elite sports person. You just have to be physically active, and your quality of life just shoots up.
And there's obviously like a lot of people from all around Europe taking part in this, and you'll have a lot of participants as well taking in, if I'm correct in saying, at least 400 or 500, if not more.
Yeah, we're anticipating, including travelling supporters, we're anticipating somewhere between 500 and 600 people from as far afield as Russia and Kazakhstan. And our neighbours up north are intending to bring a rather a large team down as part of the GBNNI team that will take part in the games. So, yeah, it's fantastic to see the mix from across Europe. And it was quite a nice experience over the weekend when we had delegations from all the countries here, that we actually had opportunities from, whether it was our bus drivers or volunteers or whatever, that we had people here in Ireland who, let's call them the new Irish, who, like, one of our bus drivers was speaking Russian to our Russian delegates and the guys from Kazakhstan as well, We had a lady from Switzerland who was speaking French, Italian, German, English, etc. So it's nice to see that Ireland has that population, that when an event comes like this, that there's an opportunity to kind of properly engage.
And can people still register to sign up for this event?
Oh, 100%. Like, the actual registration to compete as part of the Irish team won't open until possibly the middle of January, early February. But if people want to engage with the Irish setup, the door is open 365 days of the year. They just need to pop myself an email, colin@ika.ie, or phone me in Donor House on 01620 5306. So you need to be either on dialysis or post-transplant, and the transplant, as I said, can be kidney, liver, heart, lung, pancreas or bone marrow. For competing in the Europeans, you need to be at least 12 months post-transplant or at least 6 months stable on dialysis. And as I say, there's skill-based sports, there's physical sports, there's something that's going to suit everybody. And I think everybody is going to would get a huge amount from the camaraderie of the team. Like, the social network that we now have from people who've been on our team over the years, not everybody's on the team every year. Some might go this year, but not next year, etc. But we have built up a huge community of people who are there for each other, who can relate to the anxieties and the joys that come in living in this space. And it's kind of nice knowing that there are others that you don't really have to explain yourself to, that they just get it. They know what you're talking about.
And is there anywhere that you said online, like, you can email yourself at colin@ika.ie, and would you have an official website as well that people could also go on to find out more information about this event?
Yeah, the official championships website is etdsc2020.com. So that's etdsc2020.com. So European Transplant Dialysis Sports Championships, it's the acronym, 2020.com. And we have some detail there, and as the weeks and months kind of roll forward, we'll be adding more and more detail to it. But if people equally want to look up Transplant Team Ireland online, they'll find out about the Irish team, and we would absolutely welcome anybody on board. Your sporting prowess is the level that you want to compete at. We're not just looking for elite people. We're looking at people who maybe want to just return to the world of sport. We're looking to basically inspire people to achieve the level that they can achieve, rather than achieve a goal that we write down for them. It's what do people want themselves? What do they want to get out of it? And from a general public perspective, an event like this requires a lot of volunteers. It requires financial support in kind. We're going to need a huge amount of support, but it's going to be a fun event. It is hugely uplifting. I've been working in the area of transplant and dialysis sports since 2005, and yeah, it puts a smile on my face and gives, I've taken a different perspective on life since I've engaged with it, because everyone involved is, they're cognizant of the fact that the transplant recipients are all there because of the generosity, in most cases, of a complete stranger, and they've had a second chance at life, and boy, did they know how to appreciate it and just really kind of grab it with both hands and sort of say, right, I'm taking this experience, I'm taking this gift, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to make my donor proud.
Listen, Colin, I want to say thank you very much for taking some time out of your day and sitting down and having a chat with me. And of course, we wish you all the best with this event coming up next year. And hopefully we'll be able to get you on again somewhere closer to the day to talk about it, like if anything's changed or some things like that.
Absolutely. Would appreciate that opportunity. And as always, organ donor cards, free text DONOR to 50050, and we'll send you out one.
That's great. Thanks very much, Colin.
Oh, pleasure.